Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
What happens when you lock 18 coworkers in an office for 1 week to compete for $250,000 of cash? This is Surviving Barstool Season 5, presented by Rumble Premium. Each episode released 3 hours early, so get it ad-free before anyone else, only when you join Rumble Premium. Surviving Barstool premieres Sunday, August 9th at 5 p.m. on Rumble Premium, and everywhere else at 8 p.m.
To infinity and beyond!
The Lord tells me he can get me out of this mess, but he's pretty sure you're fucked.
That is why you fail.
You can't handle the truth!
Maybe. Maybe not. Maybe fuck yourself.
Say hello to my little friend!
You'll shoot your eye out, kid.
Say what again! Say what again! I dare you! I double dare you, motherfucker! Say what one more goddamn time!
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Roads? Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
Welcome. The Lights, Camera, Barstool, episode 62, Topology Week, because, you know, we only had one episode last week, so this is episode number 2 of 3 this week. It's the Tuesday morning episode. We actually already recorded this beginning, and Ken Trill and I went on a back and forth about the store Tuesday morning, but I think we're going to move on from that one, right? I think that's...
We can't repeat it. You can't capture the magic of the 4 minutes of podcast that we lost forever.
R.I.P.
Like, yeah. The Young Sheldon review, but yeah. Not the tag review, because the tag review, you were thinking about making that a gag, Jeff, but we decided to actually do a tag review today.
Yes.
Right?
So today's episode, or this morning's, or tonight's, whenever you're listening, we have news per usual. And then we have 2 Court of Trill reviews. One is tag, because we were never going to review tag because it was going to be a bit. We're always going to end the episode saying that we forgot to review tag. And then Uncle Drew, we're going to try to either convince Trill to see it or not to see it. So a little Court of Trill today. And then after that, we asked you guys and girls what commercials or commercial mascots you'd want to see turned into a movie. And on the spot, we're going to come up with plots for these mascots, these commercials, from the Budweiser Was Up guys to Tony the Tiger. You know, we're just going to have some fun with it. And lastly, if we have some extra time, we'll do some listener questions. But off the top, movie news. Carrie Russell, Star Wars Episode 9, ? There's rumors. They're saying she may be in it. Great actress. We all know that. But will she be playing Rey's mom? That's the rumor, which would go against what happened in The Last Jedi because, of course, Kylo Ren told Rey, hey, your mom's dead. In just different words, obviously. But what do we think here? Trill, Carrie Russell, Star Wars Episode 9?
I don't know, man. After the pilot episode of Lights, Camera that we had, where we speculated on Star Wars and nothing we said actually came to fruition, it feels dangerous to speculate on this franchise anymore after The Last Jedi. So I'm going to go with the new character because I don't want to go through that emotional turmoil of thinking she's going to be Rey's mom and then her not being Rey's mom. But it does seem like something J.J. Abrams would do, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah. I want to note that not all our predictions are wrong, or at least not all my predictions are wrong, because I predicted the throne room fight to a T. Just don't want anyone to forget that I was right and that you guys were wrong. Not a big deal. Anyway.
I got horny Yoda right.
You did get horny Yoda right. I think that it's probably going to end up being Rey's mom just because J.J. Abrams obviously takes a more formulaic approach to his the way he makes the movies, which is fine in my book, but I think it's more likely that than a new character. And it's good because Carrie Russell's a phenomenal actress. And I love The Americans. One of the best shows on in recent memory. Just ended very recently.
Yeah, I don't watch it, but I know that you said it's great. And I know a lot of other people say it's great. Aren't her and Matthew Reese married or dating?
Yeah, they're married and have a kid in real life.
Wow, how about that? So on screen and off screen.
I think what I take away from this is that Snoke is for sure Plagueis.
Not Jar Jar?
Yeah, and they'll find some way to bring Snoke back.
Yes, Snoke comes back. Did you? How would they even bring that up? Oh, man, I don't want to go down this rabbit hole right now. But how would they even, like, bring up he's Plagueis? Like, they just stop the movie dead which is kind of what Ryan Johnson actually said, but they're like, hey, remember that Snoke guy? Yeah, he's Plagueis. Maybe it's just Anakin as a Force ghost explaining the story of Darth Plagueis, the wise. So
he could easily be alive, right? Because Darth Maul got cut in half in a similar fashion and was totally fine later on, just had metal legs.
Oh, yeah. In theory, he could be alive. Also, in theory, this is what I always say, it's fucking Star Wars. They can literally make up whatever they want.
Exactly. You got a double tap. Kylo Ren didn't double tap. He was just downed. You might get a squad revive from another Sith. The storm hadn't closed in on him just yet, so there was plenty of time for
Fortnite. A
little Fortnite reference.
Yeah, season 5 Fortnite coming out this week. How about that?
Oh, really? What's the theme?
Honestly, it might be the Broadway show Cats, because the picture is somebody with a cat face. So you may get Mr. Mistopheles in there.
Finally.
Finally, that Mr. Mistopheles skin I've been saving up the V-Bucks for.
Ew, why did they say it like that?
I didn't have any other way to say it. I have a naturally creepy voice. I'm sorry.
We went like skin. Emphasis
on it. He was in a Broadway mode.
Okay. Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me if Carrie Russell played Rey's mom, but at the same time, that seems like that go out of its way to put in a plot point that Rian Johnson went out of his way to kill off. So,
yeah, I think that's all that needs to be said. I think there's nothing else we should say because we have no fucking clue. And it's also more than a year away, but we had to say the news because that would be pretty big news. Great actress. It'd be nice to have her in Star Wars. How about this?
You know what I'm excited about, Jeff? I'm excited about what the sticker that they're going to put on the Dole Bananas for advertising is going to look like.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Wait, would you rather Carrie Russell be in this or Brendan Fraser?
Oh, Brendan Fraser.
Because if she's taking a spot away from him, I'm not happy about it.
I don't think she's taking a spot away from anybody.
I'll say this. From when we first started this podcast, Brendan Fraser's star has risen back into the ranks a bit. It's not anywhere near as unlikely as when we first said it back in late August, early September. Like, if you would have said back then, Brendan Fraser got cast in Star Wars, it'd have been like, whoa, really? But, like, come next year, yeah, it'd still be a surprise. But, like, given how he's, like, kind of been rising back up, I feel like it wouldn't be as much of a shock. That's just me. That's me being hopeful for our baby boy.
Praying.
Yeah.
All right. What's this next news that I derailed, Jeff?
John Wick 3. Got its title.
Move.
John Wick Parabellum? Is that how you pronounce it?
Yes.
John Wick Parabellum. Kendrick, you also blogged about John Wick today. Do you know what Parabellum means? Do you know what the title means?
Sure do. Only because a website called Coming Soon blogged about it when they wrote this interview.
It's not a joke. Is that our boy... Pounds, Buddy Pounds.
Buddy Pounds.
Is that his website?
He's from Cinema Pigs.
There's a sister website. So they said it's Parabellum means prepare for war. It's from the famous sentence, Si vis pacem parabellum, which translates to, if you want peace, prepare for war, which is pretty awesome. Pretty awesome thing to throw into John Wick. It's just a cool thing. But the one thing that I find weird about this, before I forget, is that how do you go from chapter 2 to Parabellum? Yeah,
that's what I like. So I really don't care. Like, I'm not going to judge a movie based off of its title. But I did find that strange. Like, on one hand, I'm like, oh, I kind of wish it was chapter 3. Like, I kind of wish they were going to go in order. But now it's like, oh, whatever. But then it makes me go, why did they not name chapter 2 something more interesting? It's badass. Everything about John Wick needs to be badass. And you actually tweeted the video of him training for John Wick 2, right? Was that from original John Wick 2? Yeah, I mean, it's unbelievable. This is another movie I cannot wait for.
Yeah, and the new cast is insane. So I don't know if you had seen this yet, Troll. I know, Jeff, you have. So they adding on, obviously, Halle Berry, which I already knew. They got Angelica Huston, who I just realized on my graphic I spelled her name wrong. They got Hiroyuki Sanada from The Last Samurai. And you remember The Last Samurai? Like the guy who was nice to Tom, or mean to Tom Hanks, and then nice to Tom Hanks later. And then he was also in The Wolverine, and he was really mean to Hugh Jackman. He's in those things.
Is he going to be really mean to Keanu Reeves and be really nice to him?
He's going to be a bad guy in this, presumably, or apparently. So, yes. Also, Jason Mantzoukas from, like, The League and other shows.
TikTok man.
Yeah, that's literally his name, the TikTok man.
Yeah, that's why I said it.
I know. That's why I said it in reference to you when you said it. So shut up. And they got Asia Kate Dillon from Billions and Orange is the New Black. And my favorite of them at all, Boban Marjanovic from, I think right now, still the Clippers. One of the best NBA players there are. He's going to be in it. He's 7 foot six or something. He's huge. He's got giant paws. I can't wait for that fight.
Yeah, I mean, John Wick. We've mentioned it before we talk about it. It's one of the more unheralded underdog stories in movie history, because the fact that this franchise is fantastic and is this hyped is incredible. Because when you saw that first trailer for the original John Wick, you were like, what the fuck? Keanu Reeves and a puppy, and what's going on here? And then it ended up being, you know, two of the most badass movies you'll ever see. And the second one, some people think, was better than the first. I mean, I don't really care. They're both great. So, yeah. So, little title drop. John Wick Chapter 3 is actually John Wick Parabellum, and it's shaping up. Shaping up. Moving on. Netflix. This is more of a, say, like a think piece type news story. Netflix is deleting all of their user reviews. They're going to go through them, and they're getting rid of them all. No more user reviews. Do we like this move? Or do we not like it? Because obviously Netflix had some sabotaging going on. People downvoted and gave bad ratings to Amy Schumer's special. So there's always that element of sabotage. We saw, you know, the rumors with Gotti. We saw the rumors with Last Jedi. It happens there. IMDb, people downvoted Godfather, so The Dark Knight would be the number one movie of all time. It happens everywhere. But at the same time, like, you kind of want to know what people think, right? Like, is this good or bad? Just silencing the people?
I think it's smart from Netflix perspective, especially as they unleash more originals on the world. And everything on that site, you don't want to show that anything you have is bad and deter people from watching it, like immediately off the bat. Didn't they used to have a percentage or like a star rating or something like that? And they got rid of that for a less intuitive rating system. So, yeah, it kind of makes sense from Netflix's perspective, but also for someone like me who likes to have the ease of knowing whether or not something's good or bad right there in the app, I don't like it because I want to be able to make that judgment call when I'm right there in that Netflix screen of what I'm going to watch, and having other people's takes on it is important as well. So I understand why they're doing it. It just makes a lot of sense for them, especially if you're going to release something like Santa Clarita Diet and people are going to give it like a 3 out of 10. You spend a lot of money producing that. You don't want people off the bat in your own app to not watch it because of what people are saying. So I get it, but it's less information.
But that's a gross show, by the way. That's disgusting.
Yeah, very disgusting.
I can't get into that.
I like it. I kind of like it. But it's not a great show. It's an entertaining show. It's Glow is also good, but it's not a great show. It's entertaining.
Yeah. I think it's one of those weaponizing social media things where it kind of sucks for people that are legitimately looking for like common man feedback, but it's probably necessary to protect their property. Apropos of nothing. So the name of Jason Mantzoukas is his character in John Wick 3. It's, what was it, Drill? The TikTok man?
Yeah.
So this is connected to The Blacklist. We're finally getting like the most anticipated crossover. That's a Blacklist villain name, isn't it?
The TikTok man?
The TikTok man was in John Wick 2. So this isn't a new character, right?
Was he?
TikTok Blacklist. The Blacklist on Twitter, TikTok. I don't know. Oh, they use TikTok as a thing they say on social, TikTok, red is coming. Hashtag.
That's what he says when he comes.
Oh, no. No, so, no, it was not in John Wick 2. The news was announced in May, so that I'm just taking the news from back then and applying TikTok. It to now. It's my mistake.
That's a Blacklist name, isn't it? Like, that's a Blacklist villain name. Like, Lizzie.
I don't know, but they...
The TikTok maybe, man.
Maybe it is, but they sure do tweet the words TikTok a lot. Well, let's just do it right now. Let's do the little Twitter search. The Blacklist, always supplying content. TikTok from NBC Blacklist.
Lizzie, the TikTok man is a manufacturer of gray market Casio watches that are off 5 minutes. And there's no way to correct the time. And people buy these watches and they're constantly late to meetings. He's causing chaos in corporate America, Lizzie, and we must put him down.
Yeah, they have tweeted it a lot. Let's see. TikTok, the oxygen countdown is on. TikTok, only 30 minutes until the blacklist begins. TikTok, only 1 hour until the blacklist begins. Tick, dot, 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 talk, dot, 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 hashtag the blacklist. TikTok, join Red's team by casting your vote in the Entertainment Weekly cover battle. TikTok, Red is coming, hashtag find Liz.
I just love that TikTok, Red is coming.
TikTok, Red is coming.
Buddy Pounds, I can't wait.
Oh,
okay, what were we talking about again?
Anyway.
what was that original news story?
We were talking about Netflix. We're moving on. We're moving on. Yeah. We got to move on. Lots of news stories. The Purge. I saw The Purge. You guys should see The Purge. Actually, Trill, you have a child now. You should just do more productive things. Ken Jack, you should see The Purge. It stinks.
I'm going to.
Actually, will you see it in theaters or you just wait?
Yeah. No, I'll go see it in theaters. I'll probably see it this week at some point.
Maybe, you know what? Maybe I may go with you. Maybe we'll double feature something up because we got to see Skyscraper. Yeah. Skyscraper this weekend. So The Purge, the first one, it's terrible. I gave it a 28 out of 100. Our listeners gave it a 16 out of 100. You can find my review up on BarstoolSports.com. I'm really bothered by it. I've called it the fakest woke movie I've ever seen. The movie, it thinks it's very smart. It is not. It's really not a prequel. See for yourself. My least favorite of the Purge movies. But there's going to be a Purge TV series, a mini series. There's actually a mid-credit scene when you go see the first Purge, which actually apparently this trailer came out weeks ago. I didn't know that. There's a mid-credit scene that shows a Purge TV series that follows somebody through the Purge, which it doesn't seem like it's much different than the movie. But I mean, do we hope this is the last bit of Purge content? Like, what's going on here, folks? Have you seen this? What's happening to the Purge?
Who's going to be buying this TV series?
USA Network.
USA. Oh, okay. It's on USA,
which we just talked about USA like a few weeks ago.
Right next to Suits and Billions.
Yes.
Burn Notice. I don't know. I think a cool concept of like the Purge would be if there was a documentary crew following something through the Purge, someone through the Purge, and they weren't allowed to help or anything like that. So it's kind of like the Office Purge. And you just have like somebody doing a confessional. It's like, I really don't like this Purge.
Oh, okay. So like a mockumentary Purge.
Yeah. Like I don't really like this Purge. It seems rather bad.
Not a great year for the Purge.
Purge is one of those things. Is it a Blumhouse thing too?
It is.
Okay. Now I haven't seen the first Purge. I liked a couple. I mean, they've gotten progressively worse. We'll say that. I don't know how excited I am about this. I'm gonna be honest with you. We're not a TV podcast. I don't want to talk about it. Ken Jack, what do you think?
I don't care. It's TV, man. And it's the Purge. Yeah. It's two things I just lackadaisical about for the sake of for the purposes of this podcast.
Yeah,
Buddy Pounds, what do you think about the Purge?
Oh, well, you see, the thing about the Purge is, sorry, had a pop up ad for calamari hot mommy.
Okay, yeah, so I hope this is the last bit of The Purge. That's basically the moral of this one. But there is going to be a TV series. So if you love The Purge movies, it'll be on the small screen. Samuel Jackson, Sam Jack. They finished the shooting of all Captain Marvel scenes for Brie Larson. That comes out in March. That's the next Marvel movie to be released. Technically now, since Ant-Man's been released, we were reviewing Ant-Man on Thursday. He's going to be de-aged for all of Captain Marvel. And other Marvel news, J.B. Smoove, who most people recognize now from Curb Your Enthusiasm, he will be in Spider-Man Homecoming Far From Home. He's homecoming Far From Home. So what do we think here? One, J.B. Smoove.
I was thinking about it last night, and we were talking about this Spider-Man Spider-Verse where they're like a bunch of Spider-Men. Right. So technically it's like Spider-Man existing in multiple universes. So there's an unlimited possibility of Spider-Man. Like, what if there's a Spider-Man who can only sling his web and it's like activated by him saying, I'm going to bust.
Like out loud, very loud.
Yeah. What's his name? Spider-Man what or Spider what? Gotta give him a name.
Spider Pig.
You're just walking through New York City and like up above you, it's like, I'm gonna bust.
And it, when his web squirters have like a comically like sound or something, they're not like cool. Like,
oh, I don't know. God. Yeah. I love JB Smooth. I'm gonna say that. So I'm excited about anything he's in. And the de-aging thing worked really well for Kurt Russell, right?
Yeah. It did. It worked well for
Michael Douglas.
Yeah, Michael Douglas. Yeah. So
they did it to both of them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's interesting though, because it's funny like how such a small little thing like de-aging in the grand scheme of things, like I feel like may make people upset because, you know, it's like they just recast. Could you see that with the Carrie Fisher, Princess Leia, and the Tarkin thing from Rogue One that pissed people off big time? But this one, you know, seems to be much more accepted. But it sounds like he'll be DH for the entirety of the movie, which it's set in the 90s. So, I mean, it makes sense. And the set photos that leaked, he had little dots all over his face. We saw this coming, but yeah, cool. I'm excited. I mean, I'm really excited for that one. And if you're a Marvel guy or woman, excuse me, you will be excited for Captain Marvel because it will connect as well as anything into the next Avengers. And then J.B. Smoove, I mean, I love him in Curb. So I'm excited. He's a big player in the movie. Yeah. So
he's funny.
I'm not sure he'll be the same character he is in Curb, but he's going to be pretty funny, I'm sure, because he's always funny in whatever he's in. So, yeah,
he's like perfect for that. He's perfect for that universe too. He's like the perfect type of goofy to be in the Homecoming like franchise or the Spider-Man franchise. I think he's great for that. I also think for Sam Jackson, he's already like a pretty good looking dude and he hasn't really aged a ton. So like, I think that what they mean by de-aging is they're just going to make him look really skinny, like, and make him like lose a lot of weight artificially, like make his cheeks really gaunt and like,
yeah,
suck in his neck. That's probably all they're really going to do.
Yeah, I can see that.
It's a big difference from something like Tarkin, which they probably had a stand-in actor and used references from the old movies. But I felt like that didn't look. I didn't have a problem with it. I don't feel like it looked great. But the de-aging of Kurt Russell and Michael Douglas, I you could kind of tell, but it wasn't as noticeable. I'm sure it has to do with like actually having the actor there and like the minimal, like it probably less CGI used, I'd have to imagine. I don't know.
Well, the big thing is like how will it look over the course of an entire movie now, you know, because like those were in smaller scenes. The Kurt Russell one was a little longer than the Michael Douglas. Michael Douglas one was shorter. And we got another shorter one in Ant-Man and the Wasp. So we'll see. It's going to be interesting. It's an element that we really haven't had with these Marvel movies. And you actually, Robert Downey Jr. got DH too. They DH Robert Downey Jr. for Civil War.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. And I'm curious if they're going to be DHing any of the Avengers for the next one. If they, you know, if they time travel at all.
They just filmed the movie through FaceApp.
Yeah. So interesting stuff. Well, one more little bit of Marvel news, which was pretty funny. The Thanos subreddit. It was a subreddit dedicated to Thanos after Infinity War, I believe. Regardless, it's a Thanos subreddit. They had like 300,000 users, and they proposed a snap ban. So banning half of all of the members, no rhyme or reason, just a random half ban, much like Infinity War. Spoiler. Josh Brolin, with the help of the Russo brothers, announcing it, initiated the ban today himself with the snap, which just leads to the fact that Josh Brolin's fucking awesome. But could you imagine like banning half of anything? Like banning half of our subreddit would be a bummer because we don't have too many people, so we value like all of them. But like imagine banning like just half of Twitter. Just like a half ban of Twitter.
Yeah, that'd be wild, man. That'd be crazy. Could you imagine?
Would you want to go? I feel like you'd be like, please, just.
Yeah, I'm ready to go.
Just fucking just snap me.
Take me.
Please, Brolin, punish me, daddy. I'm begging you.
I'm good. I've said my piece.
Who would you want to ban half of if you could? The Blacklist Reddit?
No, I wouldn't want to ban all of the Olive Garden Reddit because the Olive Garden Reddit let me down and was not funny and was just a major disappointment.
What would Red Reddington call Thanos? Joke, I'm just curious.
The Snap Man. Lizzie, 7'6" purple alien. He can go snap, snap, make people go bye bye.
Oh my God.
Oh, or he'll just call him the bye bye man. Is the bye bye man in the Blacklist?
He may as fucking well be, dude. They'd probably have, they could actually name him Thanos, and then the universe would be something about like glass half full or something. Like he would say that line at some point, like, Lizzie, you know, they say glass half full. And then like the NC or CIS music plays for some reason.
All right. So that's that. Just wanted to touch on two movies getting some buzz. I also reviewed Sorry to Bother You from Boots Riley, the hip hop artist. Now he's writing and directing a movie with Lakeith Stanfield and Tessa Thompson's in this movie. Armie Hammer's in this movie playing a very Armie Hammer role. They took some risks with the movie. It's quite the experience. I can't say much more because I'll spoil it. It's a wild fucking ride. My theater loved it. It's funny, satirical, anti-capitalist. It's different. Different in the vein of like what Get Out did, but I would suggest people see it. And then, of course, Mission Impossible, Fallout. First reactions today, people fucking love it. People are pumped. They think the bathroom scene's incredible. They said the ending is amazing. So, yeah, some good stuff coming out in theaters. Sorry to Bother You releases wide Thursday. And then Mission Impossible is just in, like 2 weeks, right?
Whew. I think so. Any news? Did Friction make it into the movie? Do we know this?
I bet it didn't because it was a trailer song.
Okay, hold on. I have some breaking news right now. Billy Dee Williams confirmed returning for episode 9.
Wow.
Whoa. I'm looking on Hollywood Reporter right now.
Wow.
That's big news.
Wow. Oh, man. How about that?
Guys, he's trending on Twitter. He's trending. This is the first time I opened up that app.
That's awesome. Sorry, I drank a Coke.
Billy Dee Williams.
Sleep out Coke.
So Lando back in Star Wars. That's exciting. That's absolutely fantastic. Good for him. All right. So Star Wars news, John Wick news. Marvel de-aging news.
Wish I could de-age my hairline.
De-age your hairline?
Yeah. I miss that mane I had back when I was a 22-year-old idiot.
Wow. Trill, did you know 66% of men lose their hair by age 35?
Yeah, because I'm 100% of men sitting in this room, and that's happening to me, Jeff.
Is that hairline slowly starting to move backwards?
Yeah, the hairline looks like the receding hairline in the FIFA game when you create a player. It's crazy. It's like the Wayne Rooney.
It's the standard one.
Yeah.
How about this? 4hims.com, a one-stop shop for hair loss, skincare, sexual wellness for men. Hims connects you with real doctors and medical-grade solutions to treat your hair loss. And guess what? Our listeners get a trial month of Hims for just $5 today, right now, while supplies last. See their website for full details. This would cost hundreds if you went to the doctor or a pharmacy. Go to 4hims.com/lights. That's forhims.com/lights for 4hims.com. Remember, 4hims.com/lights. If you got that hair loss or that hairline issue, save $5, trial month. $5 trials. Connect to doctors. De-age your hairline. Okay. Court of Trill.
Good job.
Hey, Judge Trill, you want to cue your music?
Yes. All rise for Judge Trill.
I'm not getting up.
Ken Jack, I have read the Reddit, the Lights Camera Pod Reddit, and they said that yesterday you were very mean to me. And today's behavior has continued, and the court will not stand for it, just as you will not stand for me, which is okay, because we got to move this segment along. Okay. Today, we will be reviewing two movies. The first movie is Tag. The second movie is Uncle Drew. I have not been able to see these movies, which is pretty bad because I'm on a movie podcast. But with the magic of this segment, we'll be able to review this movie and also have me contribute. It's pretty convenient, right, Ken Jack?
Sounds like it for some people in this pod.
I will be flipping the legal coin. We will start with the movie tag. Heads is defense of the movie, meaning that you will argue for me to see it. Tails is prosecution of the movie, meaning that you will argue for me to not see the movie. I'm flipping it for Kenjack.
Calling tails.
It is actually heads, meaning that you will defend the movie. You will argue for me to see tag, Kenjack. And Jeff, you will try to get me to not see tag.
Hmm. Okay, does that mean I'm trying to get you to see Uncle Drew? Is that how that works? Or are you going to do a reflip?
No, reflip.
Hmm. We'll reflip for that. Okay. I want the court to note that Kenjack did not influence my decision to reflip in any way, shape, or form. Gentlemen, before we begin today, I'm sensing a lot of tension in the court. Is there anything that needs to be said before we proceed the initial arguments?
No.
You're ugly.
Hmm.
And you're meat tiny.
This has been noted many times in previous court cases, Kenjack. This is not new information.
Just wanted to make sure it's in the log. Sorry.
All right, Mr. Kenjack, will you please approach the bench and argue for the movie tag?
Sure, Your Honor. So, do you remember when the movie The Hangover came out? I'll wait for your reply.
Wait,
the answer
what?
Is yes. He remembers when The Hangover came out. The Hangover was very good. That's the best. This movie tag is the best Ed Helms movie to come out since then. It also stars John Hamm, who was phenomenal in a job sort of outside his comfort zone, in which I think he was very funny. He was also very handsome, and he wore suits the entire time, even though he was outside of his office for 90% of the movie. There's also Tom Middleditch from Silicon Valley. Do you remember Richard from Silicon Valley, Trill?
I do.
He's in this.
He's a delightful character. Quirky character, if I can recall correctly.
Correct. And he plays a gym manager in this, and he's very funny. He's a great scene, and I think you would love it, specifically you, for certain multiple reasons. It's also very well paced and shot. Doesn't feel like it goes over time. And the first, I'd say, two-thirds of it feels like it zooms through. You zoom right through it. And also, there's an Alcoholics Anonymous scene, which that sounds a little dark when you say it out loud, but it's very funny, I promise you, and you'll like it a lot. And then there's also some footage from the actual game of tag in which they base this game off of, which is delightful because it's a bunch of I think 15 old guys just trying to tag each other and like a 23-year-old game of tag. It's very fun and very heartwarming at the end. You have a very positive message.
Has a question. The court has a question. How did they work this old footage of tag into the movie?
Your Honor, that's for me to know and for you to find out when you finally watch this on your next plane ride.
I will not be riding a plane until 2021, so I'd like to know now.
So they work in the footage at the end. They have a very heartwarming ending. I'm sure the prosecution is going to have a different way they spin it, but I promise you it's a very heartwarming ending, and they lead you off with some footage of the actual game of tag with all them tagging each other with some stats about it. It's cool. It's very heartwarming. You'll not shed a tear maybe, but you'll go, aw, that's nice. Out loud.
Who would you say had the standout performance in this movie?
If I had to pick one out of the main cast, it would probably be Ed Helms, because he was his best performance out of everybody there.
Did you find Jake Johnson to be charming and witty, as he normally is?
So, Your Honor, I don't partake in marijuana products, but I think those who do may find his character very endearing. Not saying you do, Your Honor. I'm just saying those who might.
Did John Hamm wear linen pants at any point?
He does not, but he wears very tight cotton work pants.
Hmm. Okay. Very convincing argument. This movie sounds like a delightful comedy. One that we have talked about on the podcast before as being in low supply this decade. Can Jack, any closing arguments before I let Jeff, the prosecution, take over?
I just would like to say that, not counting Death of Stalin since it's political satire, this is the second best comedy to come out this year.
High praise from Ken Jack, a man noted for his good opinions. Okay, thank you, Mr. Ken Jack. I will now be calling for Jeff to argue against me seeing this movie, which has been getting good ratings and something I am likely to see anyway.
Thank you, Your Honor. So, let me just talk about a couple things that my counterpart on the other side here mentioned.
Excuse me. Jeff, would you like a Gatorade G2?
Are they sponsoring the courtroom?
No, but you look like a man who loves hydration, and also you look like a man who's very health conscious, and Gatorade G2 has half the calories of a regular Gatorade.
Sure, I'll take one.
Okay. What flavor would you like? Okay, please get him an orange G2. Jeff, please continue. I'm sorry. I felt bad enjoying this refreshing G2 by myself.
Okay, Your Honor, there's a couple things I want to point out for my counterpart's lazy attempt at trying to convince you to see,
I'm sorry.
This movie.
I was pouring a glass of Gatorade G2.
First up, I believe he just lied to you.
Ooh, that's hydrating and half the calories. I'm sorry. I'm very hungover.
Can I continue?
Yes, please.
I believe he just, Mr. Kenjek, lied to you. Would you like to know why he lied to you?
I would. How did Kenjek mislead me this time?
Kenjek said that Tag was his second favorite comedy movie of the year. Was that correct, Kenjek? Is this a cross-examination? Can I not ask
not
that?
Not counting. It's not a cross-examination. You guys don't know how law, or the prosecution does not know how law works.
Oh, so not counting Death of Stalin.
Yeah, I said that out loud.
All right. Well, it seems as though that this is falling on myself here.
Case closed.
However, I will say this. Two things. He said you would enjoy this movie. There are some rather dark moments in this movie. I won't divulge because I don't want to spoil it for you, because I think a spoiling of the movie would count an automatic loss. But there are some moments that you go, ooh, that just turned a little dark. This was a happy movie. This was a fun time. And now I'm not quite sure how I feel about this. I don't know that you, Your Honor, want to go through that. You're just looking for a good time. Also, I will say what Kenjek did do was he tried to sell you this movie by talking about clips from fucking home video that basically a post-credit scene. It's basically during or after the credits. I'm not really sure that that's the best way to sell a movie.
G2. I'm sorry. A Gatorade G2 review on YouTube popped up on my phone accidentally.
Yeah, I don't have much else.
It seems that your case is much like G2, half the content of the original.
It's a dark movie at times. The scenes of the regular people playing tag isn't very intriguing. And also, he gave it a lower score than me, so I find this all very confusing to begin with. I don't know. I rest your case. This was fucking pro bono, so I don't really like this. Was
all right. Like. I'm going to make my official ruling right after another sip of this refreshing G2.
More like pro boner, because that was hard to listen to.
I rule in favor of Ken Jack. This movie sounds delightful. I had plans to see it, but other plans got in the way, and I think I'll see it. Jeff, I'm sorry. The case was a tough one for you. I know you actually liked the movie despite your court-appointed position. Are there any thoughts, Jeff, that you would like to argue for the movie?
No, just that I gave it an 84. The listeners gave it an 83. Excuse me. We're changing this right here. This is where I'm breaking the third wall. Fourth wall? breaking the fourth wall.
Fourth
doing wall. Whatever Deadpool
right.
does.
We'll do a break right now. I'm going to use my normal voice rather
than
my.
We're now causing it's called the audience score now. It's called the LCB audience score. No, I'm not calling it a listener score anymore. The LCB audience score is an 83. I gave it an 84. Ken Jack gave it a 79. And True, I think you're going to love it. So I just wanted to mention that. We like this movie a lot. A lot. We laughed very hard. We just both kind of found the ending a little like dark, a little dark turn, but it's still a very charming movie, and there's lots of laughs. So you can find our full review up on BarstoolSports.com, by the way. Much more detailed. All right, back in character for the next movie.
Okay, to review the case, I have ruled in favor of seeing Tag. I have also ruled in favor of the delicious taste of low-calorie G2.
Objection, Your Honor. Without athletic activity, the introduction of G2 serves no purpose.
I agree with that, but I just got off my spin bike.
I'm not counting that.
Okay. Next case, we have the Court of Trill and Uncle Drew. I again will flip the coin. Heads is the same. Heads means Ken Jack defends the movie, and tails means Ken Jack goes against the movie. I'm flipping the coin, and it is tails. Ken Jack, you have gotten two good cases today. Jeff, you will have to defend Uncle Drew, and I will call you to the bench right now to do that.
Okay.
Right now.
All right. Uncle Drew, Your Honor, I've done my research. I know that you're a fan of a brand of soda called Pepsi. This movie would not exist.
Jeff, I have to pause to let the court stenographer note that Pepsi is owned by PepsiCo, which also owns Gatorade, who manufactures and markets the delicious beverage called G2.
Okay. Can I continue?
Yes. Yes. Go ahead.
Okay. You love Pepsi. This movie would not exist without Pepsi. It's a movie based off of a Pepsi commercial. The Uncle Drew Pepsi commercial with Kyrie Irving. They're drinking Pepsi in the movie. They're waving Pepsi bottles around at the end of the movie. I don't really care about spoiler alert. The team wins in the end. Fans rush Rucker Park Court and throw up their Pepsi bottles. I mean, it's a delightful movie based off of a short commercial in which they don't really do much of what's in the commercial. What more could you ask for? It's like a plot twist. You go into this thing thinking you're going to get a lot of basketball, and the twist is you just don't. It's a movie that throws you for a loop. And combining that with the fact that I know you love Pepsi, this is the movie for you, Your Honor. I'd watch this before I see Tag, if I were you. Sorry, I'm going to finish up. And watching it while drinking a nice, refreshing Gatorade G2.
Ooh, thank you. I have a few follow-up questions to your defense of the movie. The first one is, the original Uncle Drew commercials were launched to promote the line of Pepsi beverages called Pepsi Max. In recent years, Pepsi Max has rebranded itself to Pepsi Zero Sugar. Does the movie address this name change in any way, shape, or form?
They do not.
Okay, duly noted. Another question I had, Jeff, was there a standout performance in Uncle Drew that you were surprised by?
Yes, I would probably say Chris Webber was pretty good. Same with Kyrie Irving. Thought they were both pretty outstanding for considering what they were doing and the fact that they're really not, I guess, actors.
Were there any cameos that you enjoyed?
Your Honor, full honesty, no.
I appreciate the honesty. I know that I was looking forward to seeing Pee Wee Kirkland in this movie.
Okay.
Okay, it sounds like the defense is close to resting. Jeff, do you have anything else before you rest?
It's a movie that will make you feel young at heart, even if you're old. Uncle Drew, Pepsi. I rest my case.
Your Honor, you read that off the tagline for the movie.
Did I?
Overruled. I liked it. It appealed to me. Okay. We will now call Kinjak to the bench to prosecute this movie, which in our podcast lingo means make me not see it. Kinjak.
All right, Your Honor. I just want to ask, was it not you who once famously tweeted that the U.S. athletes are better because they sweat Gatorade in the multicolored fashion?
I believe I may have contradicted myself in stating that they are worse at some events because they sweat Gatorade, and therefore that does not seem healthy.
Okay, Your Honor. I just wanted to make sure the stenographer got that on the record before we proceed. Okay, Your Honor, the general plot point of this movie is that if you don't play the right way, then you don't love basketball. And that, Your Honor, is shitty, because basketball now rules. It's much better than when it was just a bunch of, like, old plumbers moonlighting to play basketball and just passing the ball around and taking sound shots. That stunk. Basketball now is awesome. And that whole thing, whole plot of this, like, revolves around that. And it stinks, especially since Kyrie Irving, being a shoot-first point guard, directly contradicts that. And also, Your Honor, Nick Kroll and Tiffany Haddish, two phenomenal thespians, terrible in this movie. Awful. Unbearable characters. They're so annoying, and every time they're on screen, you want them to get off because they were so bad and just so frustrating and out of character.
Can you expand a little more as to why their characters were frustrating?
So Nick Kroll plays, even though I believe he's like a 5'6", very unathletic-looking man, he plays like a Rucker Park 20-time champion that he this is tough to navigate, but he acts like someone he really isn't, and it's very frustrating to watch and probably problematic in hindsight, and it's very annoying, his character. And his character kind of teams up with Tiffany Haddish's character, and Tiffany Haddish's character is like the all-the-way-dialed-up version of Dina from Girls Trip, and it's very annoying, and there's nothing redeemable about either their performances. And also, Your Honor, the recruitment of the basketball team, which is consisted of the major players Kyrie, Shaq, Chris Webber, Nate Robinson, and Reggie Miller, took probably about two-thirds of the movie, if not three-fourths. And then you only get about whatever is left of them actually playing basketball, which sucks. Because you want to see them play basketball. That's the point of the basketball movie, isn't it? After all, and the friends you make along the way, which they don't actually show you till the end, when everyone comes together for the win.
Kinjak, I have a question, a follow-up to Shaquille O'Neal. Does the general appear in this movie?
The general doesn't appear once, which, Your Honor, is a travesty, as some would say. They whitewashed this movie in a major way by recasting the general, probably as Nick Kroll, because he was the second most annoying character in this movie.
No general. That's tough. Okay, Kinjak, any final thoughts before I make my decision?
I think my case is made, Your Honor. Peace out. I'm not leaving yet. I'm waiting for your decision. But
I see the Stuart Little car in the parking lot waiting for you. Okay, Kinjak, you present a very compelling case. And Jeff did as well. However, sometimes I must cite statutes when making a decision, and here I cite a statute that is one to be best described as perverse curiosity, in that the movie doesn't sound good, but it seems like something I have to see just to see it, because it's a movie that came to fruition due to a Pepsi commercial. And so I am ruling on the side of Jeff,
yeah,
not mostly because of his argument, but mostly because this does seem like something that I need to see for some unexplained reason.
Your Honor, I would like to note that means that I take the moral victory, correct?
Sure, yes. Let the stenographer right. note that Kinjak morally wins this one, but Jeff wins the actual case.
Good. Good stuff.
So it seems that we had a split decision in our rulings today. Kinjak, my Tesla's in the shop, so can I have a ride home in the Stuart Little car?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, it looks like Judge Trill is sleeping in the courtroom again. All right. Court adjourned.
All right. Good stuff. Uncle Drew, Kanjak gave it a 60. LCB audience score, 49. I gave it a 55. Not buttered. Officially not buttered.
But not as bad as it could have been, right? Because it seems like this is one of those movies that could have been 30, and it's around 50, which I don't know how to quantify that difference.
It could have been worse. It's just the lack of basketball is unbelievable. Like, they really don't play much basketball. Like, I'd say 20% of the movie maybe was basketball. Like, they just don't. It's just them kind of just standing around talking. And I can't. Ken Jack's statement about Nick Kroll and Tiffany Haddish can't be said enough. They are so fucking annoying in this movie. They're exhausting. Like, like you're exhausted watching them. You're like, Jesus, just get off the fucking screen already. And that's not their fault. I mean, they're written terribly.
I would like to say, because I couldn't before, that Chris Webber was phenomenal. Like, he was so funny.
Yeah, he
unbelievably
was
funny. And I always assumed, like, he wasn't, like, good at entertaining, because, like, him as a broadcaster, I always thought was, like, so-so. But he was hysterical.
Yeah. I mean, it's okay plane watch, I guess. I don't know. I was really bored with it. I was like super bored with it.
And we have a new class of movies now. It's like
plane watch.
See it on your United flight.
Yeah, so that's that. I wanted to fall asleep during Uncle Drew, which reminds me of mattresses, which reminds me of Lisa, which reminds me that this episode is brought to you in part by Lisa Mattresses, a premier mattress. Lisa offers you pressure relief and an incredibly deep sleep, but also prides themselves on being a place to recharge, relax, recover, and more. I mean, we watch movies all the time from our mattresses, right, guys? We watch movies from our mattresses. That's the place to watch them. Yeah.
This last Thursday, I think I watched 4 movies on my mattress.
Yeah. So you need a comfortable mattress. Head to lisa.com/barstool to get $160 off your order today. Do we have any more ads, Trill, before we get into our last thing here?
No, I wasn't able to write mine.
Okay. I kind of thought so. Trill's going to maybe do. Actually, Kendra, you have news about the Great Head ad from yesterday, right?
Oh, yeah. So Jimmy liked our material that we pumped out last time. So he's going to pick us up for a feature-length commercial, I think.
Yeah, I think
more to come. More to come on that later.
Yeah, Thursday episode. Yeah, Troll's going to write a spoof, which is the Great Head was not a spoof. But I thought maybe the G2 was what you had planned and rolled out.
You know, I couldn't get to it. I was going – I'll tell you what I was going to do. I was going to write an ad read for a Insane Clown Posse tax accountant. So maybe we'll use that again in the future.
Maybe we will. You never know. All right. Last segment here. Commercials into movies. Obviously, Uncle Drew was a commercial turned into a movie, and a good commercial. I thought Uncle Drew was a good commercial. So we asked, what are some commercials you want to hear or see turned into movies? So we're going to go down the list on the spot. If you got a plot, come up with a plot, how would the movie go? Ken Jack, you said a couple of these you didn't know, which actually a couple of these are not actually commercials. They're just combined commercials. That may have thrown you off. I don't know. But go for it, both of you. We'll start it out. The Where's the Beef Lady from Wendy's. The Wendy's Where's the Beef Lady, who I'm sure has been referenced in, I've been over 100 movies that this clip has been in. It's been referenced many times. What would a Where's the Beef Lady movie look like?
I mean, you know, it's hard because I feel like you have to put the Hamburglar in there too, right?
Oh, yeah. Go for it.
Because it's like the question. Right? The new Hamburglar?
Yeah, the new Hamburglar, like the human Hamburglar.
Like the hot one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. Yeah. I feel like, you know, it can't be all of an ad for Wendy's, because Where's the Beef is the answer to the question of the Hamburglar stealing the beef, right?
It could be. I mean, this is a shared universe, then yes.
Ken Jack posted a picture of the new Hamburglar today on Twitter. Trill, do you know what the caption was?
What?
Ken Jack, say, what was the caption?
Oh, hold on. Now I got to pull it up. Here we go. The hot Hamburglar, you know, when he's holding the burger like this and like going like, shh, he's like shishing you, you know?
Yes.
That's the picture, Trill? Okay, I just want to make sure you knew what I was referencing. It's good radio. Just came home from work early, and this guy was pounding my wife. He wasn't even wearing protection, and he climaxed right when I entered the room.
What? Didn't even relate to the Hamburglar. Just
no, it had nothing to do with it. It almost just sounded like a porno plot. You come home and the Hamburglar's just fucking beating down your wife's cheeks. What are you gonna do? You gotta let him finish. gotta let the Hamburglar get that nut.
Is he saying his catch? Is he doing his catchphrase while he's doing it?
What's his catchphrase?
Robble, robble.
Oh, no, I forgot that.
You know, you remember his catchphrase? He's like, robble, robble.
Yes. Oh my God.
Yeah. Fuck, that's right. I actually did think of a movie theme or movie plot for this. So I figured the Where's the Beef old lady, she'd be like, you know, in Kingsman 2, Poppy?
Yeah.
Like Julianne Moore's character. So she'd be like a drug kingpin who runs a hamburger shop where beef is code for cocaine.
She's looking for the beef.
Maybe like somebody shorted her on a deal. She wants to know where the cocaine is.
Or
so it's like a revenge movie.
Yeah, where's the beef? Yeah, I like exactly. That. That's smart. Okay.
I need to say the where's the beef lady, her name is Clara Peller, and she passed away in 1987.
Really? 1987? Yeah. When did that come out? Like 84, 85?
84. So it was 3 years after that, man. I thought she was around for a while after that, but
yeah.
she was 85. She was 82 when the commercial came out, so.
Good commercial.
Yeah.
The fast food commercials aren't funny anymore. It's part of the problem. Part of the problem is that people give a shit. Cavemen, the Geico cavemen, who the cavemen didn't have a movie, but they had something else. Do we remember what that was?
Like a video
TV show. But a TV show.
It was a TV show. There was a Geico cavemen TV show. Yep.
Why?
Do you know who was in it?
Nick Kroll.
He was.
Ted Danson. Oh.
Nick Kroll was in it. You know who else was in it? John Hurd from Home Alone.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yep.
There was a Geico Cavemen TV show on ABC, one of ABC's fantastic sitcoms, or just like comedies. 13 episodes it lasted, one season, back in 2007.
I mean, good for them, I guess. I did think of a movie for this. So the cavemen are modern, right? Like they're like adjusted to modern day.
Well, yeah, the whole joke of the cavemen commercial was that they were very modern, and people assumed they weren't, and they're flabbergasted by that assumption.
Yeah, so send them back in time and make them have to readjust to living back in caveman era. I think that makes
sense. That's clever. I was thinking they would it would be an Encino Man too. They're getting a sequel to Encino Man.
So, but that'd be an origin story then, right?
I don't know, but they'd meet up with Link and his unfrozen girlfriend from the end of Encino Man just kind of, you know, figure something out from there.
Dun, dun, dun. That's my Brazzers impersonation.
The best caveman related humor was the Phil Hartman caveman lawyer skit from SNL, one of the best SNL skits of all time.
Yeah.
So funny.
Going back to Court of Trill.
Moving on. Budweiser. So I don't really want to do it, but what's up, guys? What's up?
Nice.
Who were just referenced in Ant-Man.
They dropped a reference to that in Ant-Man?
Yeah. Yep. I just didn't feel like yelling it. I'm sorry. It just wasn't. Actually, you know who recently referenced it was old Darren Revell. Our guy really? D. Yeah, he got in on it with Budweiser and Burger King were doing it back and forth or something. I don't know. Some fast food chains were doing it back and forth on Twitter, and he got in on it.
Did you know that
this was in a movie too? What's it was up? In a scary movie or Scary Movie What's 2. Up? One of them referenced this.
I don't want to joke anymore. I thought about it and it was bad.
Okay, don't.
but it was referenced in a movie.
Okay, so the movie is the What's Up Guys Have a Podcast, where that's all they say on the podcast. And I don't know where to take it from there. Like the podcast blows up and they become like super famous just for saying what's up. So it's almost like a spoof on the actual commercial itself.
What was the Boost Mobile commercial? Because I got these two confused sometimes. It's something similar, right? They say something, right? What's the thing they say when it goes like doo-doo-doo? And then they say like, where you at? That's it, right?
Wait, you don't remember the What's Up commercial? The What's
No,
up
I
commercial?
Do. I just get these confused sometimes.
I don't remember that one at all.
How can you get a commercial confused with the What's Up Guys?
Because it was like similar in my brain, like it's similar enough. It's two guys on the phone.
You were like 7 years old at that time anyway.
So I figured you adjust this to the modern day, just like the caveman thing. So picture, if you will, the original What's Up guy picks up the phone and he dials up his other friend from the What's Up commercial and he calls him. And the friend on the other line picks up the phone and sees that he's calling. He mutes it and puts his phone back down because only psychopaths call other people. And roll credits.
Do you remember, Trill, Kendrick, you may remember this, Baby Bob, the talking baby commercials? Was it for like E-Trade or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He got, that kid got a TV show. Or the concept was a TV show on CBS as well. Do you remember that?
That's awful.
That's just absolutely fucking terrible. Let's see. I'm going to skip ahead here. Oh, how about this? Coors Light, the I Love commercials, like I Love Football on TV, which were incredible commercials. Also spoofed in Scary Movie. That was spoofed in Scary Movie 3, actually. Scary Movie loves fucking spoofing beer commercials.
I mean, that commercial was just a Star Wars fan movie. Like, that's how fucking brain dead that commercial was.
Is that the commercial where they say, and the twins?
I guess I should have said, and twins. The Coors Light and twins commercial.
That's so stupid. What about one where it's like Truth or Dare? And somebody starts singing that to you, and if you don't say "and twins," you die.
I like that.
Yeah, it's much better.
I like that. Okay, like a horror and twins. How about this? Someone suggested the Salespeople Cinematic Universe. So Flo from Progressive, Lily from AT&T. How do we see that shaping up? Any other salespeople that you want to see in there? Like, well, what if the Mayhem guy from Allstate? It was just Danny Duffy from Danny. Is it Duff? What's his name? Is it Danny Duffy from 30 Rock?
Yeah.
Danny Duffy, I know him best from Oz. Royals.
It's a Duffy.
Yeah, Oz. Yeah, it's something Duffy, I think. Right. Anyway, okay. I got that. Basically, just shows I have to rewatch 30 Rock. But the Salesperson Cinematic Universe. How's that shaping up?
What about a remake of Rat Race with all the salespeople? And they're trying to get to some big lead that's going to buy all their product. And they're trying to beat each other there.
I like that. I was thinking having them all fight for supremacy, like all the salespeople, like Bob's Tempur-Pedic just like kills the shit out of Flo or something. And they all have to like fight. It's like a Hunger Games type scenario. And the winner gets like, I don't know, like 10% off like distribution rights or something stupid like that.
Cheryl, do you know what Bob's Discount Furniture is?
Oh, God.
No. What is it?
Ken Jack, you do. You're from the Northeast. But have you ever been to a Bob's?
Ever.
So Bob's in New England is like it's a different thing. It's like this legendary fucking furniture store. So I know we have a lot of New England listeners. Bob's Discount Furniture, it was like theme parks for furniture almost. Like there was one that I went to, like my parents loved that place. Like, I mean, there was some good furniture there. And there was like a mini golf course in one of them. So they just throw us to the mini golf course. They go play mini golf while they're shopping for furniture. They had a thing called Penny Candy. It was just free snacks, free candy. You just walk into Bob's, you'd have free fresh baked cookies, candy, all of that. Bob's Discount Furniture. It was just like, it's like this legendary, come on down to Bob's Discount Furniture. It's like this legendary New England thing. It's in New York as well. It's also in LA now. It's in Los Angeles.
You know what I feel like would be good in both of these fights is one, the Allstate guy, like who had their super deep, suave voice.
Dennis Haysbert?
Yeah. So him, maybe like the Dos Equis guy, throw him in there because he'd be dumb. The Orbitz lady.
Orbitz? Oh, yeah. Oh, I forgot about the Orbitz one. You know who I really don't like is the new Dos Equis guy, by the way. That's something
He's done.
That's something I didn't want to care about. I was like, whatever. Like, this is stupid. And then when he was terrible, I'm like, oh, this guy stinks. Get him off. You know,
technically, J.K. Simmons, he did it for State Farm, right?
State Farm. And he's also the peanut M&M.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Ooh, and I forgot about that, too. Samuel L. Jackson, Capital One.
Yep. Sam Jackson. Jennifer Garner, Capital One, too. I'm actually shocked there's no M&M's movie. Because there's that thing before the movie where the M&Ms are in a movie and like they're about to get blown up, which is very grim when you think about it. But all the M&Ms are about to get blown into smaller M&Ms, I guess M&M minis. But J.K. Simmons does the voice.
What would the plot of the M&M movie be?
It has to be with Santa. Explosion. It has to be with Santa, right? Like, that's the famous commercials where he sees Santa.
He does exist.
Yeah. I feel like it'd have to be a Christmas movie. Speaking
that
of Christmas,
all the NBA players that are in the that were in the T-Mobile like Fave 5 commercial. Remember that? Where, like, D Wade was the head of it, and like Charles Barkley was in it.
I think Yeah.
I'd like that one. Make that Uncle Drew too, or Uncle.
The T-Mobile guys take on the Pepsi guys.
Oh, dude, that'd be awesome. Actually, I'd love to see that.
Bring it on. Bring it on. Let's see. Moving on. This one was put on there. I'm not sure what you could do, but it reminded me of this really annoying commercial, which I'm going to play right here.
Head on. Apply directly to the forehead. Head on. Apply directly to the forehead. Head on. Apply directly to the forehead. Head on. Available at Walgreens.
It was a viral commercial kind of before YouTube. I mean, YouTube was around, but like this is before YouTube became like YouTube, before Twitter was big. Head on. You remember that head on apply directly to the forehead? And that's all they said over and over.
Yep.
Head on apply directly to the forehead. Head on apply directly to the forehead. You can make that. That's like a Get Out type movie.
I never saw
the Prime 1 a.m. commercial. Sorry, Kenjack.
I never saw the commercial before, but just at first glance, I'd like him to go head to head with Steve Greathead or Buster Greathead.
Buster Greathead. That commercial was nuts. It was like Get Out. Just make it like a some sort of like Get Out sequel involving head on apply directly to the forehead, which is like it was like a chapstick for headaches, basically.
I don't know. It doesn't look good.
No, and someone else suggested putting the Bush's baked beans dog into the dog cinematic universe. Rest in peace, by the way. How many people tweeted you, Ken Jack, about the Bush's baked beans dog dying?
So, like, I right when it came out, I followed the account that originally tweeted it, and I retweeted it, and I got continuously tagged in for like 3 days. Like, I retweeted it. What more do you want from me?
The baked beans guy. Okay, what about cereals? We did this a little bit on mixtape. True, you weren't with us. Trix Rabbit, Tony the Tiger, Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, Sunny the Cocoa Puffs. What kind of movie is it going to be? Like a kind of like morbid movie with like the Trix Rabbit? I mean, the Trix Rabbit never gets the fucking tricks. Like, have we talked about that?
Yeah, I've said that the best character for the cereal commercial movies would be the Trix Rabbit, because it would be about his own struggle with not getting cereal from those damn kids.
I guess he'd be good. What about Kool-Aid Man?
Another tricks.
Okay, go. Shoot. Give me the tricks. No.
The rabbit decides enough is enough, and he plans an elaborate heist to steal the cereal. He puts together a crew of 8 people, and at the end of the movie, they steal the cereal. The name of the movie? Take a guess. It's 8 people led by the Trix Rabbit, whose name is Trix.
Trix 8?
Trix 8. It's the end of the movie. They got the cereal. Trix 8. You liked that one, didn't you? I also made one for Tony the Tiger.
Okay.
So Tony is always helping other people, making sure they all feel great. People love that slogan, but they never ask if he's great. It's an introspective journey on the point in which Tony realizes he isn't happy. Does he still want to hawk cereal for Kellogg's, or does he want to rent scooters for tourists in Mykonos? Wait, for the title. Love. The title's good. It's a good title. The Eye of the Tiger.
Oh,
but it's the letter I.
This sounds like the movie Funny People, but for Tony the Tiger.
Exactly. Perfect analogy.
Nobody ever asks how I'm doing.
Is it played by Rodney Dangerfield?
Why do I wear this bandana around my neck and nothing else?
There was
the shirt serves no purpose.
There was a cartoon I saw on Twitter yesterday. It was Tony the Tiger on a soccer field, like menacing. And there's a kid face down bleeding dead on the soccer field. Like Tony Tiger just bit his neck. It was so gruesome.
I've seen worse cartoons of Tony the Tiger than that, my friend.
So do you think anybody has a Tony suit for those conventions?
That'd be funny if you came home from that one hotel, whatever it was, Orlando, where the furry pissed in your bed and it was just Tony the Tiger.
To each their own. But I just wonder if that exists, because everything exists.
It has to, 100%.
That is very true. Everything does exist. If you can think about it,
subreddit.
Yeah, it exists. Oh, I bet there is a serial subreddit. I bet that's actually a great place. Couple more here. Two more. Kool-Aid Guy. Anything on Kool-Aid Guy? Him busting through walls.
I couldn't think of anything other than he's a big like thing, like he's a big tank and like he has tiny arms. Like, what if someone took a dump in like his in the jug? He couldn't take it out. He couldn't get the dump out.
He's a Kool-Aid man exists in every universe. So there are multiple Kool-Aid men, and this Kool-Aid man, before he busts into the wall, he shouts, "I'm gonna bust," and he's cursed to do
that. Perfect. Perfect.
Kool-Aid man into the Kool-Aid verse. Do it. You know Sony would do that. They'd make that happen. Fast food mascots, Burger King. Honestly, you make a low-budget Ronald McDonald versus the Burger King King commercial, I'd watch it. I bet that's actually on YouTube. The Burger King King is horrifying, but I would say that Ronald McDonald is more scary than the Burger King King.
The Ronald McDonald is... He's just watching the news someday, and there's this press junket where the king calls him a fucking clown. He just gets enraged.
Like the Twitter joke, like if you say to somebody, "Who is this clown?" it's doubly insulting because it implies, first of all, that you're a clown. Number two, you're not even one of the better known clowns. You're a lesser known clown. I think it could be good, but I also think the Burger King King would beat his shit in. Because the existence of Burger King implies that there's a Burger Land, which presumably means that he has like an army of some sort at his disposal. And Ronald McDonald's a clown. You can't fight. There's no way like a fucking clown throws hands.
Do you think you could be a stand-up comic who just steals other people's Twitter jokes, but you're in some like location like Fargo at some comedy club and nobody ever like picks up on it?
Yeah.
I don't know. That'd be tough. I could see that like happening if you are like a stand-up comic on a cruise ship and your clientele are like all like, you know, 50 years old plus, and they have never been on Twitter.
Yeah, I could definitely see that.
The King was agile. He was athletic in all of his commercials. I think he'd beat the shit out of Ronald. Not even beyond the King thing. King? The Burger King Xbox game?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
I feel like I've seen that before. It was like you like raced cars. Is that what that was?
It was called Sneak King, and like you took the role of Burger King in the third person. It was pretty good.
Why do I feel like there was like a Mario Kart type game for the Burger King King?
Got like five games. It's crazy.
Ronald sucks. I hate Ronald.
Agreed.
Watch the King beat the shit out of Ronald any day. Last but not least, this is mostly for Trill here. Crossfire, the board game.
It's sometime in the future. The ultimate challenge. Crossfire.
Crossfire. You get caught up in the crossfire. Crossfire. You get caught up in the crossfire. 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 Crossfire.
Crossfire. You'll get caught up in it.
This would be tough because my mind instantly wants to put players inside this crossfire game, but I don't know if that makes sense because they would be the marbles, right? You'd have to have someone controlling the paddles.
Yeah. I guess they made Battleship work. Like, I don't care. If it's as bad as Battleship, fine. A cinematic version of that song. Ooh. The Crossfire song, that's like prime Nickelodeon watching days for me. It's about as good as it gets.
Crossfire!
Great song.
Great song. I never had Crossfire. I never owned that game.
Oh, really?
Did you own Crossfire?
No, I've played it, but I didn't own it. No.
Yeah.
All right. That's a fun episode. Little extra episode this week.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Court of Trill. Ant-Man and the Wasp, though. We're doing that on Thursday. And we're going to have something else on Thursday. Not telling you what it is. Not telling you what it is. But we're also going to discuss the movies that we're looking forward to most the rest of the year. I think that's going to be what we talk about. But there's going to be a special segment on Thursday, along with our Ant-Man and the Wasp review. Ken, Jack, and I are also going to release on Thursday our top 20 Marvel movies. Tomorrow we're going to release our top 10 movies of 2018 so far. And then we'll look ahead for the rest of 2018 on Wednesday. Anything else, Trill, Ken, Jack, before we go?
No, I think that's it. Go watch more movies.
I've actually seen Ant-Man and the Wasp. So no more Court of Trill this week. Sorry about that. Hopefully it's an entertaining segment, but I hate to miss these movies because, you know, we discuss movies on a podcast.
I don't think you missed much with Uncle Drew. I think you...
I try to be selective. Like if it was between Sicario 2 and Tag, I picked Sicario 2.
Yeah.
A lot of good discussion on Sicario 2 on the Reddit today, by the way.
There is. Yeah. Some people were a little mad with our review. Some people were a little mad with our review, which is completely fine. We like that, but we are going to debate. I will say this, though. The one thing that was pointed out to us was our score, but the LCB audience score was lower than what Ken Jack and I gave it. Just noting, pointing that out. But that's why we like the Reddit. It's great discussion. It's a great point, Drew.
I could see it both ways. You know, I get it. But, you know, me personally, like we're going back to the review because I was thinking about it more. And in my mind, Sicario, the first one, felt like True Detective, and Sicario 2 felt like True Detective 2. You know what I'm saying? Where like they tried, it didn't have the same dread as the first one. It just didn't feel the same.
Yeah, I like that. I and something else that I noted, we did not factor our expectations into this. It may have gotten blurred a little bit with, you know, our review. My expectations, I mean, they were let down. But I truly say we keep our expectations out of our ratings. We really do. We don't let expectations really affect that. It just so happened this one, our expectations aligned with how we felt. I think that was the big thing for this.
Yeah, a lot of it for me is, you know, okay, so I'm not a movie critic. I mean, maybe you can say I'm on a podcast discussing movies, so maybe I should do a better job of having a more critical eye. But when I watch movies, I'm really going off of how much I enjoyed it. And Sicario 2, if you made the argument that that's a better movie than Ready Player One, I will totally believe you. But I would rather watch Ready Player One than Sicario 2. So my ratings will reflect that. But that's why I like the discussion on the Reddit. And that's like why I like coming back to the discussion sometimes, because it's good interaction. We like everyone's opinion on there. So much appreciated for participating.
We should probably mention what it is. reddit.com/r/lightscamerapodcast. Please go join. We love the discussion on there. Is that it, guys?
That's it. Good episode. Tuesday episode. Our first Tuesday episode?
Yeah, ever? I guess so.
Maybe.
Who knows? I guess. Actually, I said Tuesday morning release. I'm just going to release it tonight. It's really a Monday night episode. So
do it.
Whatever.
Release the pod, Jeff. Release the pod.
Yeah, I'm glad you did that. I'm glad you started that trend, by the way. That's good stuff.
Thank you. Release the damn pod.
For Ken Jack and Trill,
you're sitting there at 3 a.m. like working as hard as you can to splice in movie songs like tirelessly for the last 7 hours, and I'm just on a damn Reddit pounding on my keyboard telling you to release the damn pod.
The best was that I think yesterday someone started to release the pod. We hadn't even recorded yet. we hadn't even got on the mic yet. Release the pod. Hey, we love it. Tweet whatever you want.
Yeah, have a good week at the box office.
You're all great, yeah. For Ken Jack and Trill, I'm Jeff. We'll talk to you on Thursday.
The all-new Whoop is here, now more advanced than ever. Train smarter, sleep deeper, recover faster. Extend your healthy years, understand your cycle phases,
Now 7% smaller with 14 plus days of battery life. So your data never stops, and neither do you. Power your best performance with memberships made for every goal. Join Whoop today.